just have a few slides and we'll start with the roll call. So welcome again everyone, and many thanks for the attendance to the meeting and have this very nice evening yesterday. And many thanks for all the speakers who accepted our invite and present today. We will have almost worldwide meeting. We will have presenters from South America, East America, and also from China. So we will try to gather all the knowledge what we could and share. This is the fourth WebRTC meeting. So we are approaching the second year, and this task force mandate was for 2 years, so time to review our goals, challenges. So any feedback or comments, how to improve our meetings, welcome. So how we extend this with other things like hands-ons or workshops, will be welcome. And we are giving input and output to the Xeon project, and now we will present the Xeon 4 Phase 1 roadmap and conclusions. They are already in the TFFRTC wiki site, some part, and it will be extended soon with more, so please stay tuned. I want to ask you to introduce yourself and speak about about you a few words. And after this session, we will have more time to discuss any other things. So we'll have an open mic like a talk session. If you have any other thing what you want to share, then we could later discuss on. So I would like to ask to introduce yourself and say a few words. What are your expectations and so on? Mm-hmm.
So Christian Meyer from DFN. My expectations for today is, I mean, it's a really compelling agenda, especially also with different vendors joining in. What I'd like to see is where we are heading with WebRTC in respect for providing a stable service to our users. As my CEO told just minutes ago, we are looking into different services right now. We want to renew our current VC platform, which is based on Kolian MCUs, which are end of life. And we are running different proof of concepts right now with commercial products like Pexip Arcano, which are also in production right now for remote participants. And we also want to see what's available in the open source community or in the Android community in respect of WebRTC. So installation-free access to video conferencing, because this is a demand our users have the most. How can I join with Skype? We don't want them to join with Skype. We want them to join with a hassle-free access to video conferencing. So I'd like to see some nice projects getting there.
Okay. So my name is Jürgen Hornung from DFN Office Stuttgart. So as I'm from DFN, my expectations are nearly the same as Christian's. So let's say I'm really interested what's going on in the next maybe 6 months or 12 months with WebRTC. So it's a fast changing and a fast development product, and I'm really see and hear the other colleagues what they are saying about WebRTC and what we will be in, let's say, 12 months.
My name is Ralf Klapp-Tweltz from DFN in Stuttgart. And my expectations are very similar and as well. And I'm just looking what's going on in the community, especially with web conference and how to integrate web conference and video conferencing. Especially I'm working on LMS systems and integration with Adobe Connect.
Yeah, my name is Sebastian Liebschen. I'm working in a project from DFN that's called Legal Competence Center, which is located at the TF Dresden. We assist the members of the DFN to deploy their own video conference solutions, help them with software and hardware solutions. And of course, the expectations are very similar to the DFN.
I'm Claude Locke from GAR, and there I'm the responsible of the audio video services. And I also take part in developing something in the app and humanities field, which is all applications.
I'm Peter Segali, I'm from GEAD, I'm the secretary of this task force, and I'm also wearing the task leader hat in the GEAD project. And with that, I'm trying, I'm listening to you what makes sense for the task to do and what would be the value added thing that the task, the GEAD project task can deliver to the community that is complementary to your national activities and have some joint benefits.
I am Kalichiko, I'm here with Alex as well. I'm involved in a project in Classify, and I'm my work is on congestion control for WebRTC, so I'm very interested in the program.
Hi, my name is Laurent Gidet from Planetaire, and I'm here because we are very interested in WebRTC technologies. And as you may know, we launched a few years ago a WebRTC service that is pretty popular with our users, but we also face some difficulties, probably related to the kind of innovation that this all represents. So I'm here to see where others are and how we can work together to improve those technologies.
My name is Maciej Strzelec from Boston Supercomputing and Networking Center. I'm one of the administrators of the Polish National VCE system, and currently I'm involved in WebRTC task in Django.
My name is Bartek Zikowski, also from Polish Supercomputing and Networking Center. I'm involved in Task 5, the Jean project as a task leader, and I will be happy to follow all ideas what could be provided to our research and educational society as a leader on trends and solutions.
I'm Tobias from Leibniz Supercomputing Center / DFN. I just joined Task 5 for this phase. I haven't been involved with any WebRTC yet, but have personal experience as a developer and a researcher. But mainly I'm focused on, or have been focused on monitoring and security. But I hope to get up to speed now what you guys have been doing. Last year, I already read the roadmap document, I hope to support Task 5 somehow.
Hello, my name is Jari Miettinen, and I'm from the Finnish Ember, CSE or FUNET. So I'm involved in the JAM project as well, and in Peter's tasks. So that's one of my interests, and in general, I'm interested to develop services together with other research and education efforts.
Vesa Savolainen, also from FUNET, coordinating different types of video conferencing and streaming services in FUNET. We haven't done much in web obviously in FUNET, but and we're also using many services via Northwest. Something in the next year, final resources.
I'm also Finnish, I'm a little bit though. So I'm modeling, I started for Pulse.io, which does monitoring and management for WebRTC services. We're, I think, the largest WebRTC cloud based monitoring service today. And So I was here at the first meeting or the second meeting 2 years ago, and that then we're just standing up and today, 2 years later, is a little story for them that I'll be talking about. But mostly we've been spending this year looking for making more partnerships, and I look forward to this community and seeing like what we can get from the support, from the research aspect and also from the standpoint of people deploying to different types of networks. Look forward to that. Thank you.
My name is Marek Tobarki. I'm from CERN. I recently take over the video conference service. I'm running also the webcast and reporting concern, and I can get to see what the community is doing from the WebRTC, because we are going to launch WebRTC for probably in the next few months, so we'll see where the people are happening with WebRTC.
My name is
Jose
Maria Fontanillo, and I work for Refilis in Spain. I'm responsible of multimedia media work services there. I'm here because we are interested in to launch some type of WebRTC service in this year. And also because we want to learn about the plans in VR4 part 2.
And which countries in Czech Republic are responsible for audio video conferencing, all the multimedia stuff in Cessna. Actually, I'm here mainly because of gaining experience what's coming in this month from Venture Path. And we would like to also introduce the parties and service in the next year integrated with our MCUs.
Morning, everybody. I'm Tim Bandy from GIST. I'm very interested to see what everyone's doing with WebRTC, but we had a small advert. If you'd like a fully packaged video conference service, then we are marketing our service VC to other owners. We're doing a lot of improvements on it this year, including WebRTC and Skype connectivity. But mainly it's an H323 service with lots of interoperation. A nice skin on what is now a lot of video hardware. So I learnt a lot from CERN last night.
Hi, I'm Eric from Orbit. We run a different type of video services for the Nordic events. And I'm actually just here to listen and learn.
Jan Meyer from Uninet, one of the other Nordic events. The outgoing task leader for the task that produced the WebRTC roadmap. So I'm here to present the work done in the last year, and after that I'm onwards into the cloud.
My name is Renato Furter, I'm from Switch, and I'm running the Adobe Connect server, and my colleagues just switched to Windows from CERN. And I'm here to see whether we should wait for the connect to HTML5 or if there are other possibilities to do web conference. So also looking for new stuff.
Okay, sorry that I didn't introduce that. I'm Mishi from NIF Angonet from Hungary, and I'm working in the voice video collaboration team. We are doing various things, and I'm interested in WebRTC for video conferencing and also using the streaming solution and so on. I'm also interested in various aspects of WebRTC. And I would like to ask all the remote participants to introduce yourself and say a few words. So, please, Sasha, you are on the big screen, so please start.
Okay, Tino, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Finally. Okay, I'm Sasha from CARNET, Croatian Academic and Research Network. Personally, I'm involved in T5 and T4 joint project, and we in CARNET are looking on the WebRTC as the new, let's say, new asset to our already established video conferencing network. So I hope it will be something quite new to offer to our customers.
Thank you. So please go ahead. Who's online? Please open your mic. I see David from Arnes. Okay. I know that he's back now. I know that we will have a presenter today from Intel, so he's also here, and I think we are nearly on time, so at 9 o'clock. So. Please go ahead if someone could say a few words and introduce yourself, and after it we will go on the first presenter. So we will keep the floor to present about their new vertices solution.